All right, this is Jessa Ellinger, Forrest Kozlowski, Alex Friedemann, interviewing Maury Leverance on October 22nd, 2013. All right, Mr. Leverance, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, but you got to speak up.
Sorry.
No, that's all right, just so you know.
All right, so you were how old when you first got your violin?
Fourth grade.
So
about 10 years old.
Oh, wow. And how old were you? Like, how did you get it?
Well, I went to St. Peter's Catholic School, and the nuns up there taught piano and violin. So that's how I got going, was the violin.
So would you say that was your earliest memory of playing music when you were at the church? Would that be your earliest memory when you first got your
violin?
Well,
not even in church as much as, like, St. Pete's had a great school orchestra, which we were playing, and then you took lessons to learn. It was a lot of beginners, you know.
Oh, I see. So,
would you have lessons regularly, like every week, like from the nuns?
Yeah, every week during school years.
That's great.
Did you
while you were in school, you know, not during the summer?
Mm-hmm.
And you learned on the violin, or did you play multiple instruments?
No, that's all.
Just the violin.
That's all, yeah. After I felt I mastered that, that was good enough for me.
Did you have any family members play? Did anyone influence you?
Well, yes and no. My sister played the piano, but couldn't play a note without notes in front of her. Just the direct opposite. And
so,
her husband at that time was boyfriend away. He was a musician, and we played together a lot. He was a guitar player and singer. Also chorded on the piano, so we always played together.
So would you say that, who was it that urged you to get into music? Was it, who recommended that you start music?
My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah,
okay.
She was into it. Like I said before, my dad, all he said about music was the notes are black and the paper was white.
All right, what you said about your sister, I found that really interesting. So, are you saying that you play well by ear?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Everything.
That's great.
I play in many, many groups and never a music stand on the stage.
That's awesome. My sister's really good at ear playing. I don't know. Well, she thinks she is. But
what I discovered is if I can, to note a tune, if I can whistle it as an example, then I can play it, there's no problem. And if I get to a strange tune, I just lay back for one chorus, and then the next one I'm in there.
That's really cool, so you got it down to pretty much muscle memory.
Yeah.
That's great.
Was that here in Slinger that you first started playing, or?
Yeah, I lived here all my life, yes.
Lived here all your life, okay. And when were you born again?
1925.
Oh, okay, so.
Did you play through high school then?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, we were, and I went to high school, and we were all over there. And in high school, we had a four-piece fiddle section that played, like, down in the pits, as they call it, for operettas and that. And so I was in high school. I was in four operettas, one each fall, which was a maximum, and then I was in the school play as a senior, but we always had to run down in the pits when there was something to play and play again and run up the stage.
You're doing multitasking.
There was four of us, and there's I don't know, there's one that I don't know what happened to, and the other two I know are dead. Reverend Reish, you probably know. He was with me. He was in my class and played one of the four fiddlers.
Outside of school, were you ever part of a band that would ever play?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying, in the year between 7th and 8th grade, I had an uncle up in Alton that had a family orchestra, and I went up there to spend a vacation, and his youngest son was 1 year older than me, and that's why I went up there. And then my Uncle George had a family orchestra, and they went down to Milwaukee to play a job at Zunker's Gardens on Highway 100 and what is now 175. And he told me, come on, go along, because he knew what my ability was. So I went down there, and I I played a tune down there, and it's the same deal. No music stands on the stage all the year. Then the next year, when I got out of grade school in 39, I had a guy from Allenton come down, named Hibby Yogurst, if anybody remembers, and he started a band, and we had 6-7 piece, and that was all no music stands on the stage. And we played up around Allenton, St. Anthony, Nabob, St. Lawrence, all that area. And in the summertime, you know, we'd have about 20 or 25 kids following us when we go somewhere. And that was just a summer deal, you know.
Yeah.
But we played for 2 or 3 summers. Well, then the war set in, and it was a 41 by that time.
Wow.
So I went into the military. And I went in the Navy, and because of my music ability, they made me a sonarman through an evaluation, which they do down at Great Lakes, you know. So he said, when I brought up the music deal, he said, well, you're going to sonarman school in San Diego. So that was the end of that. And then, I've worked about orchestras. I played with this one, and then when my brother-in-law started an orchestra during World War II, because everybody was called into service, so he, during the war, I don't know, 43 or 44, he started an orchestra, but he knew what my ability was. So he always wrote me letters and said, let me know when you're going to get home. I want to get rid of the trumpet player. Because he originally played with Ethel Saxe Seidel and the Northerners out of Oshkosh back in the 30s. So he knew what the business was like. So he started up, and then I come home, and I joined him. So he played for, 3 years. No music stands again on the stage all the year. I guess that's about it, other than going to Florida for 17 years and playing down there. And that was all the year.
So how much music can you memorize? Like, how long can you, how many songs
Oh, can I don't
you,
know. There's innumerable, no end to it, whatever you want to play.
That's amazing. I don't know how you can do that.
So you said,
I wish I could play, but I got trouble with arthritis. It just don't work anymore, and I wouldn't play to belittle myself, you know. Those two fingers. That one don't close any further, and if this one closes, it gets locked up. So
you said your uncle was a big part of you, your musical development. He really urged you to go into...
Well, he knew that I played that, and he also played the fiddle, so he invited me up to play that job at one time. And other than that, it wasn't really no part of development. That whole family was music.
Oh.
He had an older son that played accordion, that took an accordion into the military, and it over in India, they got all full of sand, and it didn't work. It was shot.
So you would say a lot of your family members had music in them. It's running in your blood, you'd say. A lot of your family members are playing.
Well, this particular family, yes.
Yeah.
And my sister played. It was just my sister and myself, and then my mother loved music. She was on St. Pete's Choir till she couldn't. Other than that, it was all independent. Whatever you bump into, you know. We used to play a lot down at Geltley's Tavern across from the city park for any reason. Should I show them these?
Yeah.
It's Bernie Schaefer on the piano. Do you know the Schaefer Organ Factory family?
Mm-hmm. Bernie, where was your mother born? Where was she born and raised?
Allenton.
Allenton, okay.
You know where Crooked Road is?
Yep.
When you go up W and make a left on Crooked Road, matter of fact, right at that intersection of my Uncle Joe farm, that was my mother's brother.
Yeah.
But then you make a left on Crooked Road, and originally there was only two places in there. And the first one was the Snyder place, and the next one was the Michael Strupp homestead.
Okay.
On Crooked Road.
Your mom sang, but she didn't play fiddle or piano?
No. She loved music, though, and sang, but that was it.
What about her parents?
What about
her? Were her parents... Were your grandparents
No,
musical?
No, that's, don't forget, in them days there wasn't much money around.
Yeah.
She was one of 10 kids. Mm-hmm. And they were lucky they could afford the meat on the table, I guess, or whatever. The way the old-time farmers were, you know.